Lake Effect Now, I'm Joy Powers. Ranch homes, they're controversial. Still, despite their association with shag carpet and wood paneling, these homes are in high demand. With the help of the GI Bill and FHA affordable housing after World War II, the one-story home exploded in popularity. They're found all over southeastern Wisconsin, and according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, they made up 41% of the homes sold in the four-county area through July of 2019. This has to do, in part, with older homeowners looking to downsize and millennials looking for their starter home. To learn more about the appeal of ranch homes, Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski was joined by Diedrich and Lewis Wire, owner and president of Carmel Builders. Wire starts by explaining why ranch homes and their characteristics became so popular.
Easy to build, really quick to build was the issue, because you had this situation where you had literally, you know, hundreds of thousands of soldiers, young men mostly, all coming back from being overseas, wanting to start families right away, and the housing need like just blew up. If you think about it, you took a bunch of young men in there, you know, really like 16 to 20 years old, and they left home and were gone for a lot of them for, you know, 7 or 8 years, and then all of a sudden back, and now you're a young adult and you can't just go back and live with mom and dad. But during that whole time period of the war effort, there were no houses being built. I mean, the entire U.S. economy and the industrial complex was the war. And so all of a sudden you come back to the States and there's no houses. So it was a quick and easy way to get them up.
So what's the criteria for ranch homes? You know, would you consider all homes that are one story technically a ranch, or does this differentiate?
I guess I would.
Yeah, I mean, I low profile, right?
Yeah.
Single family, one story, usually at L shape or U shape.
I think here in Wisconsin, for sure, single stories
are
ranch.
Yeah, we can limit it to Wisconsin. Yeah.
I would say, in my mind, if I consider something a ranch, it is still built probably between 1940s to 1980s. There are ranch homes still being built now that are single-story homes, but I don't really classify those, in my mind, as a ranch.
So what's in your mind that classic ranch? What does it look like?
You know, it's probably somewhere from, like, what do you think, like 1,000 to 2,200 square feet. They don't get much bigger than that.
Yeah, not too much bigger than that.
Generally low-pitched roof.
Right. Long overhanging eaves.
Yeah, generally pretty big overhangs. Windows are generally set up a little bit higher on them. And that would be compared to like a modern-day ranch, you know, which you pull up to, it doesn't look like a single-story home. You know, I guess in my mind, that's not really a traditional ranch, but you could make the argument it is.
And with Wisconsin, I know in California for sure there's not a lot of basements at all with those ranch homes. But in Wisconsin, do most ranch homes here have basements?
We do, and we like our basements.
we need it. Wisconsin. I mean, I tell people this all the time, and we don't realize it. We take it for granted here. But we live in probably about the craziest weather that we have in the country, because we get everything from temperature range of well over 100 degrees. We have humidity from 0% to 100%. And it's just, you need basements to keep your houses stable.
It's definitely a selling feature too. With the size of the ranch home, that just affords you more space for recreation. And, you know, you put in a couple egress windows and now you have some livable square footage that you can put down there too for an extra room, bedroom, what have you.
Very true.
It's nice.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So within Milwaukee, you know, southeastern Wisconsin area, where are we going to find a majority of ranch homes that were built here?
So, I mean, we can go all the way, you know, we have ranch homes in Cudahy, we have them in Menomonee Falls, Germantown, Glendale, Fox Point, scattered throughout Wauwatosa. So really, there's not too many communities where I can't find a ranch home. There's just going to be a few more that you gravitate to a little bit more heavily. And as Lewis said, they're still building ranch homes, which I found, it's kind of a nice surprise. I didn't know that it was still as prevalent for new builds.
I do want to get into that, because I find that either people love ranch homes or they hate them. Have you both found that experience with working with people?
Yeah, but, you know, I find that people change their views on that. I mean, I grew up in a ranch home. I said, I'm never going to live in a ranch home. I lived in every type of home other than a ranch home. And then I ended up having children. Those children happened to be twins. And I was going up and down 3 flights of stairs. And my home now is a ranch. And I love it. So people that have kind of ideas about ranch homes, depending on where you are in your life, you might really change your idea of them. And I think the mindset of what you can do with a ranch home really changes when you get into some of the rehab capabilities. People not necessarily need more space, but they want to really, they want that master bath. Not necessarily that they need an extra bathroom, they want the master bathroom. So the ability to make that into your existing ranch home is what really appeals to it as well.
When people say they hate ranch homes, what I find is that they generally hate 70s style decorating and layouts, because that's what they think when they think of a ranch. Because that's probably like the peak ranch era, probably like what, like 1965 to 1980, where like everything was these more of a rambler style ranch. And they didn't like, they say, oh, I hate ranches, because they think of that. They think of maybe their grandparents' ranch house. But the truth is, you don't have to have that style, and you can absolutely can remodel a ranch home easier than a two-story. I mean, it's a no doubt about it, without question. And you start opening them up and you start taking advantage of what people look for now, which more open concept and more, you know, clean lines and more light, you can actually accomplish quite a bit.
So we are at an interesting time in the market where it is really competitive to close on these houses. And it's a situation where millennials or people looking to start their first home, perhaps they've had children, you know, a good starter for them to own a property. And then you have your older population, the boomers, we can categorize it as, that are looking to downsize, to find somewhere to age in place. Do you both find that this is a unique period, or have there always been ebbs and flows of this competitive nature of two massive populations competing for a limited amount of the same style house?
I'll answer that in a different way. I certainly don't know about how the market is competing. That's definitely a Sarah Joe question. But I do think that we're kind of resetting back to a more normal way of looking at housing, which is people really want to get, they want to stay longer than they did. I mean, I know my wife and I bought our house in 2006. And at that point in time, we're like, oh, we'll be here for 3 years and then we'll sell it, because that's what was happening. Now we've been there for, what is it, 13 years, and we just made the decision that we're staying there and we're not moving. And it's a little we have a little ranch home in the city of Milwaukee because the house works for us. And I think people now are like, okay, find a house that works for us, something that we can live in for a long time. I just talked to a gentleman I know who's not from this market, but he was telling me how he and his wife had bought a house and they remodeled it because they're in their mid-50s, but they want to live there basically forever. And so they bought a ranch because it's super easy to make that age-in-place type of home, and they just want to stay there. And I think that younger people are feeling the same way too. Like, they're no longer like, oh, I need to get the biggest, biggest house. They say, you know what? I want a house that I can afford, that I can actually pay off in a reasonable amount of time, that I don't need to have a mortgage for the rest of my life. And if you can find a smaller home and a more sensible home, you know, ranches do allow you to kind of expand a lot easier, I think, than maybe some two stories. You know.
Especially my first-time homebuyers, they're looking at the big picture of what does it cost to maintain the home, the heating costs. And so all of that is factored in as well. So that adds to the savings when you're looking at a smaller-sized ranch home. As far as what they're looking for, I think it's interesting that the 1950s ranches, I think like 9 out of every 10 homes, I read a statistic, was being built was a ranch home. So there is that historical aspect too for people buying as a first-time homeowner now. So they have that history of the home, whereas we didn't see a 1950s ranch as a historical home before. So there is the romantic idea of reviving that history of when their grandparents might have lived in a home like that and bringing up to modern standards and with that real minimalist approach to it, with not overdoing it, but keeping it real simple.
Obviously, do you think the economy also adds to that? People don't have perhaps as much money to spend on a house and a down payment.
Completely. They don't have it, and maybe they don't want to because the value is more in experiences and what they're doing outside the home and putting a value.
Yeah, I think it's a priority thing. I think that they're realizing that, hey, you know, it's not about having the biggest house and you know, not like, okay, we're gonna have a starter home in 1,500 square feet and then we're going to buy another one that's 2,500. And then eventually we're going to get to a 4,000 square foot home. I mean, I think there's two things that are happening, and they're both related to the idea that we frankly, as far as new construction goes, and we do a little bit of new construction, so I don't want to sound like I'm trashing the new home builders out there because they were building what people were asking for. But we kept building bigger and bigger and bigger, and people just kind of felt like, well, that's what I should be getting. And I think what you've got here is you've got a younger generation that's coming into it, and they're kind of shaking it up and saying, why? And I think the other thing, when we talk about the historic stuff, I think is interesting, is I think people are looking at these houses, at these 50s, 60s, 70s era ranches, and saying they've got good bones. Right. And I think that's in large part because, to be perfectly honest, we've built as an industry a bunch of really cruddy houses over the last 30 years. And now you've got young people coming up and they're looking at houses that were built in the late 90s, early 2000s, that they would be the logical next buyer for, and they're looking at them and they're like, yeah, these windows
in worse shape than the
windows are shot. Exactly. They need to be replaced. They're seeing all these problems, and they say, well, why don't we just get this house with good bones? I bet you're seeing stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Where people are seeing that with their buying houses.
Now, also on the market value with that, since technically they're seen as more affordable homes for young buyers, people looking to downsize, but with such high competition, we're seeing these homes sell for a lot more than assessed value. Do you see repercussions in this down the road?
You know, nobody has a magic eight ball to say what's going to happen. And that is a hard thing because appraisers are looking in a rear view mirror and we're moving faster than they can look at for home values. I just think you have to be smart. There are always going to be people that will outbid in a market. You just have to be really cognizant of what are the sales. How much do I value living in this neighborhood? What is my circumstance now? I don't see anything going too much above and beyond. There's definitely certain pockets that are, I think, pushing the envelope a little bit. But I think it's just being competitive, and it hasn't been for so long that we're seeing the values trickle up to where they should be.
Now, Lewis, you mentioned that good bones is key when someone's looking to buy a new house. Do you find that a lot of buyers are willing to do the work, that they're seeing these ranch homes? And like, what are the most common projects that are being done to give them a little bit more new life or updates?
Well, I mean, the most common remodeling projects across the board are and will pretty much always be kitchens and bathrooms. Those are pretty straightforward. Ranches especially. Also, bungalows sometimes fit this bill, is that it's easier to do your work in phases.
It's functional and livable.
Yeah, and you're not having to basically disrupt your whole life.
Now, with ranch homes, do you see, I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, Sarah Jo, there's no magic eight ball, especially with the market, and it's always a guessing game. But you yourselves also just living in ranch homes, do you see this as something that will continue to be a strong, you know, motivator for new homeowners and then people also looking to downsize? You mentioned they're still building ranch homes. Granted, it might not be the exact same layout or classic caricature we think of, but their priorities are changing.
Priorities are changing, and I think, you know, we've got beautiful seasons here in Wisconsin, even though we have snow today. One nice thing I like about ranch homes is it really incorporates the inside and the outside. You feel like with all of the windows, you're bringing the outdoors in all the time. And I love that about ranch homes. And I think there's an appeal for that, too. Most people in Wisconsin enjoy the outdoors. Granted, we have a fluctuation of all different seasons, but that's the beauty of it, too, right? So I like that component of ranch homes. And I think that's a real value for them and a real attraction that's not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
I think that's probably true. It's also a home that's available. You know, there's a lot of them. And so, yeah, there are always going to be people who are going to want them because they're going to be on the market because there's a lot out there. I want to go back to a comment that you had before about the cost and about whether or not people are spending a lot of what's happening with the market. And I think this is really important for people to realize. And I honestly think younger people today get it more than, frankly, maybe people in my generation or certainly my parents' generation. And that is that your home really isn't this amazing investment that we've maybe sold it to be. It's more than that. I mean, their home, it's an investment in your life and being happy and being able to raise your kids and being able to stand in your kitchen and be preparing dinner and know that the kids are working on their homework and you can see them, to be able to prepare coffee with your spouse in the morning and enjoy it. And so if you find a home that works for you, I think people are more willing to stick around in it. And the truth is, you know, the market's going to be what it is. Some years it's going to be great. And look, there's at some point in time it's going to turn down. It always does. And if you're spending your life trying to play the market with the house that you live in, I think you're just setting yourself up for misery. So it's more of like find something that you love and that you're willing to stay in. And guess what? You might find yourself like Sarah Jo, who never was going to live in a ranch, and now she's there and she loves it. And or like me and my wife, like we bought a house that we are going to be out of in 3 years, and now we're at 13, and we're pretty much deciding we're never going to move out. This is going to be our retirement house, our home base for the rest of our lives, because it's a good house for us, and it doesn't. We don't need to make it bigger. We don't need it to be. It can work for us for whatever stage of life we're in.
Well, Lewis Weyer and Sarah Jo Diedrich, thank you both so much for offering your insights on ranch homes.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thanks, Audrey.
Lewis Weyer is the owner and president of Carmel Builders, and Sarah Jo Diedrich is a realtor with Coldwell Banker. They joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski, and you can find more information at WUWM.com.